Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Evil sometimes seems to be an almost constant presence in life, and it so often appears there's nothing to be done about it. It can pop into our lives at any time and throw things out of whack. But the Bible shows that this doesn't have to be the case. Consider Saul, who became much better known as Paul. As a fervent, very straight-laced Jewish fellow, he really couldn't stand Christ Jesus' followers. He'd round them up, throw them in prison, and even allow them to be killed. And he did this on a wide scale, traveling around to find more people to persecute. He seemed unstoppable. Until he was stopped. Journeying to another city with evil intent, he was confronted by Christ. It spoke to him, probably virtually yelling in his consciousness, telling him he was on the wrong track. This new way of thinking flummoxed Saul, but he just knew it was right. He went on his way to the city, but now he wasn't going to wreak havoc. He was going to find out what good stuff God had in store for him. As he later said, "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." Think about that for a minute. A guy as intent on evil as Saul was completely stopped and turned around by spiritual divine power. It hardly seemed possible, but it happened. And there's no reason it can't happen today, too. In fact, it could well be happening, but we don't hear about or realize it. May we trust that power and experience its effects in more peaceful lives. Amen.